Demonstrations like this one, just a few hundred meters from South Korea's parliament in Seoul, are frequent. The livelihood of South Korean rice farmers is one of the country's most sensitive political topics. The government subsidizes rice production and shields the market from most imports. Still, farmers make impassioned pleas and sometimes take drastic action to demand even more aid. These days, politics add a new twist to the usual drama.
우리는 금년 여름부터 대북산 지원을
We have been crying at the top of our voices. Start sending rice to North Korea again.
대책을 세워야 되고 국내에서 다 소비하지 못한다면
We should try to consume more rice here at home, but if we can't consume it all, then we must resume North Korean rice aid.
For most of the past 10 years, South Korea annually shipped nearly 500,000 tons of rice to impoverished North Korea. That ended last year when President Lee Myung-bak adopted a harder policy toward Pyongyang, saying significant aid could only take place if North Korea took real steps to end its nuclear weapons programs. The problem is the rice shipped north effectively subsidized South Korean farmers. It was taken off the market, shoring up prices so farmers earned more. Kim Jin-bum, chairman of the Korean Alliance of Farmers, says now South Korea has too much rice and prices are down.
For these 2 years of the Lee administration, we've piled up 250,000 tons of surplus rice, and we have no way to store it properly. So that is why, if we can't send it to North Korea, then at least we should send it to poor countries, so there will be room to store this year's new harvest.
The problem is compounded by changing tastes among South Koreans, who increasingly eat pasta, pizza, and sandwiches instead of the traditional bowl of rice. It all means that future protests are likely to continue to bang the drum for more rice aid to North Korea. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.